Parliament bans tweeting during sessions. Stay tuned for UnNews. January 20th, 2011, London, United Kingdom. The Deputy Speaker of the House of Commons, Lindsay Hoyle, has banned MPs from tweeting while trying to stay awake during a Churchill speech, citing a parliamentary statute of 1381.
"You shall not make the song of a bird within this royal place of Westminster on the pain of death."
Hoyle has urged all members that to continue to tweet would result in some grisly punishments, all of them still legal and unrepealed. He referred all members to the case of Wat Tyler versus Rex during the Peasants' Revolt of that year. Addressing the House of Commons from the Speaker's chair, Hoyle added,
"All honorable members will have taken notice that in the year 1381, when King Richard II held his Parliament, a Labour Party member for revolting peasants and other undesirables, a certain Mr. Tyler, did make rude bird sounds in front of His Majesty. The King had declared that no man should be allowed to make sounds of the bird, which are also called tweeting, and had Tyler brought to trial on the spot, with a knife in the guts and head removed thereof, and stuck on the roof of Westminster Hall. The members gathered there agreed to vote in favor of the aforementioned statute, and since then it has been against the rules of this House in sitting that anyone making a bird sound should be executed. As the wording of this bill specifically mentions tweeting, I will follow the understanding of the word as it was then known in 14th century England, rather than anything more recent."
Encyclopedia's own Spike reporting from the 14th century England. Thank you, Spike. Many MPs have said that this will be unworkable and have vowed to appeal the ruling of the chair. They say it is absurd to ban tweeting when the House of Commons maintains the other fine traditions of libel, backstabbing, pouring poison down members' ears, and storing gunpowder under the House of Lords. This has been UnNews, a service from Encyclopedia.